Lord, we thank you tonight that it doesn't make a difference what day it is. When you speak, it is always a great day. Tonight, your people have gathered here and afar to hear your word. Lord, I just give you all I have. I yield to what you want to say and what you want to do in this house. We will hear you, and we will apply it to our life. We're going to be a doers of the word. And I thank you, you'll touch every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe see, open your Bible to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. I think it's nine. Nine of the most powerful words you will ever hear about faith. Now, I'm going to deal with ownership, faith, stewardship, part two. I did the first one. It was a new introduction to me, and I believe it's apostolically being introduced to the church. You see, faith and God are synonymous. So when faith is used properly, it means you're functioning in God. Right? Now, to introduce this, I have a few things I have to say to you that you can get ready, make a container for this. Your faith is more than a stop sign.
Yes, sir.
It is a pass finder.
Yes, sir.
Now, it might not sound too, but you're going to use this in different dimensions. Your faith is more than a stop sign. Your faith is a pass finder.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Lord. All right. Faith, old schoolish saying is, faith make a way out of no way.
Right.
All right. Yes, secondly, production in your life is ready to explode. Is ready to explode. Production in your life. And this is what this ownership faith is about. I never heard nobody preach this. God gave it to me in the spirit. But your life is ready to explode. let it go, Lord, you know. If God and his word are one, then God and faith are one. In other words, faith can never come on the scene or go on the scene without God. Regular faith will not work in these times. What you say? Revelation faith must take over. I mean, you're just reading the Bible and believe it. No, you got to have a revelation of what you believe in. You're not just reading the scripture. You got to have God talk to you out of that scripture so it'll be revelation or revelatory of faith. Just want to get you ready. This lesson is not about the letter of faith. It's about the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right? It's not about the letter. You see, you could have your Bible and you could be saying something, but you don't have the revelation and you don't have the spirit. It's not going to model to being God. Now, here's the power of ownership faith. I'm going to make a statement, one statement. All these statements came out of prayer. I want to make a statement, but it's only shift faith. Then we're going to read this one scripture. I think it's nine words. I might 10 words. Here's what ownership faith is. This is a statement here. Activating all the ability of God in a moment. See? So you see some of the things we've been using calling faith ain't nothing been happening too much. Because when you know it, you got a revelation, you activate all the abilities of God in a moment. Faith has that ability. Now, when you talk about all the ability of God, child, do you know what you're saying? Huh? And do you know what God has done for us to give us that kind of faith to activate all that he is in one moment? If you operate in the spirit of faith and the ownership faith, in other words, whatever God has, he has given it to you. He's given you the whole world. Take out of what you want. And nobody can stop you. Because you're operating higher than government. Now, these are words here in Mark 11:22. They had a fig tree experience. They saw a man operating in faith, in power. And he operated like he owned that tree. That tree supposed to obey him. And so here in Mark 11:22, and the speaker, I like the speaker too. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now the question was lingering in those boys' minds, how did you do that? And Jesus said, you have the right to have the same thing. I'm talking to you tonight. Your faith has the ability to curse and bless. That what you don't want in your life, your faith to stand up and curse it. That what you desire in your life, your faith to stand up and bless it. Are you following me? The Spirit of the Lord, I'm starting backwards on my teaching. I'm going to the end. He says, we must stop using a remote faith. We just push the button, but we're not in it. See? It's not how much you in the Word, is how much. See, we cannot use faith as a remote control. Now, what are you saying? Turn to Romans 1. We must turn on this relationship faith. Not a remote control, but a relationship faith. See, you can set a remote control down. But real faith, you never set it down. See, you don't go off and get into something else. Faith's still with you. It's working everywhere you go. This ownership faith, if you're going to be a steward of it, you're going to have to recognize it's not a remote faith. It's a relationship faith. It's a faith you cannot operate in without God, without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, without understanding your redemption. Notice there in Romans 1:17. Let the word of God speak to you. Hallelujah. Say, speak to me, Lord. Yeah, because you see, you're in a pioneering territory in what we're doing now. I'll show you in a few moments with this ownership faith. You know that all that God has belong to you. Yes. And he wants you to have it, but he can't give it to you. It's not automatic. All right, I'll skip. I'll go, Lord. Look at Hebrews 11:6. We'll come back to Romans. Look at Hebrews 11:6. See, it's mine, but if I don't know it's mine, and if I don't know how to function, I won't be able to receive it. I just can't read a few scriptures and expect it to happen. I have to let those scriptures read me. See? Now, you see what Romans 11 says? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, ownership faith seeks God all the time. The other thing just happened to come into play, but it's keeping God on the scene. You see, ownership faith. Without faith is impossible. But we know with faith all things are possible. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice there. Go back to Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. We must stop using a remote faith and turn on this relationship faith. In other words, ownership faith is a relationship faith. It's a connecting faith in a realm beyond anything else. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You have no idea where you are and where you're going now. When you talk about ownership faith stewardship, the average Christian don't even know there is ownership faith. But the Spirit of God now bringing it to the body of Christ so we can start operating stronger and more powerful and more assuringly in our faith. Because when we're operating in faith, we're operating in God. Let me mention it again. We're operating in Jesus. Of course, matter of fact, when you're operating in his ownership faith, you're operating in heaven. And heaven is operating through you. So I don't want you to think normal here, because it's not. The 17th verse says, for then is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Reveal. See it? As it is written, the just shall live by faith. But they can't live till the revealing happens. Notice that word wasn't reading. Notice that word, he didn't say reading. He said, for there in the righteousness of God by reading from faith to faith. No, he said reveal. See, then after the revelation, you can live. No revelation, no living. You see it? How many of y'all see it? All right. You heard Hebrews 11:6. Turn to our ear, Lord. Yeah, this need to be touched. Oh, hallelujah. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to make a statement. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. And we're about to see something. May the Lord help us. Yeah. Ownership faith is, maybe I just say it the other way. Well, I'll say it like I got it. But I can say it the other way too. Ownership faith is like precious faith. Or precious faith is like ownership faith. Now, the dynamics of precious faith is that it knows that it's supernatural. Ooh, if you start using faith, you know it's supernatural. Deep down within you, you know it's supernatural. You know it's unstoppable. That's what Jesus was talking about. Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. And nothing can stop you. He talked about having it. He talked about when you talk faith, things move. When you pray, things happen in Mark 11:24. Ownership faith is like precious faith. Listen, it is the very nature of God. It is the very nature of God. So when you operate in that kind of faith, you are operating in God's nature. Satan know that. The sister know that. Why? You don't know. You don't want to have to know. But Satan knows when you know what you're doing. When you know who you are. When you know the authority you have. It's time for you to know. Faith is designed for you to operate on the level of Jesus. Yes, sir. I mean, the Father just made that. See, ownership faith function in a sonship structure. Y'all better talk to me up in here. You have to understand your sonship to operate in ownership faith. You have to understand, listen. There's a partnership in ownership faith. Is God giving us a part of Him? And I have some notes on that. I may get to it, but I just want you to see here in 2 Peter, first chapter 1, verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained lack precious faith. What good to have it if you don't know how to use it? See, we've been circling in faith. I knew I circled a time, and then I said, man, see, there must be something more in this. Because it's infinitum. Uh-huh. It's supernatural. Uh-huh. You can't run out of it. There's nothing can handle it. But it'd been neutralized somewhat in the church, paddocking around. But in the time that we live in, you're going to have to function strong now. God's going to have a remnant to step out and know what they're doing and know what they're working with. You got to know what you're working with. When you're talking about faith, the God kind of faith, or have faith in God. You're talking about the universe. You're talking about endless. You're talking about unstoppable. Are you following me? So Peter called it, lack precious faith. Look again, I'm going to look at this first verse again because there's a lot of things. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained lack precious faith with us. Now notice how he came, they obtained it. Through the righteousness of God. We read that in Romans 1:17, you remember? And our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power. Faith contains divine power. There's nothing natural about the faith of God. If you're circling on a subject or a situation, you're not operating in faith. We got to stop circling. We got to yield. Oh, my, I feel the Holy Ghost. We got to yield to the Holy Spirit and act like we know what we're doing. According to the divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby, verse 4 now, whereby are given unto us exceeding great. Now, what activate that? Faith. Exceeding, look at the words, great and precious. Look at the three descriptions here. That's an adjective. What that is? It's an adjective, aren't it? Exceeding great and describing what kind of life God have given us. It's a faith life, and circumstances might look like it's not working. It's lying. Yes. On the other end, you're gonna come out better. Don't let challenges stuff your faith. Faith is for your challenges. I believe God. Don't ever let fact take the place of your faith. Facts are going to be there. Contrary facts but slap it with faith. Facts can't stand up to faith. What I say? Why? Why? But because the vehicle of faith is truth. Fact and truth is not the same thing. So whatever fact you're dealing with, take faith and put truth on it. Call things that be not as though they were, because they are. It's just waiting on somebody to call it who believe it. We're not in no dilemma. It's just a situation. But we have a solution. Faith is the solution of everything you need. When you operate in your ownership faith and not just in a little, you know, little faith, you know, like everybody else operating in. No, God specializes in situations. And he will give you something to work with. Question, if you don't have to do it just like I do it, or Ron will do it, or white do it. No, you don't have to do it like that. You do it as God leads you. You operate. See, that copycat faith got to go. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yeah, because it worked that way for her, God might want you to go the other way. So make a mark that the ownership faith can only operate by personal attendance.
I like that. Personal attendance.
Hallelujah. Don't never let nobody tell you it's not going to work. Never let nobody tell you you're not going to make it. They don't have the last word. Matter of fact, you shouldn't have been talking to them anyway. We're talking about ownership, faith, stewardship, that you have to learn how to be a steward of faith. Faith is so powerful. Faith has been so watered down. Somebody say, faith wait, faith wait. No, faith don't wait, faith now. But you have to see what you don't see. See, faith operate now. It's a done deal. It doesn't matter if fact haven't changed, truth is there. When truth show up, fact got to change. Fact gonna stall a little while, act like it's not gonna change. You just stand in the truth. Keep repeating the truth. How many gone somewhere? You see it? You see? How many have dealt with something? You know, this work with it here. You see, facts standing in the face and say, your faith not working. Say, no, I ain't dealing with you, fact. I'm dealing with truth. See it? Yeah, my God loved me. My father loved me. My father ain't gonna leave me like this. I saw in the spirit just a moment. Faith is like a divine bulldozer. You ever saw a bulldozer work? When I was working at the plant, I used to see a man push down big old mountain-like stuff. That bulldozer, it couldn't get it with nothing else, but that dozer, boy, when that dozer got there, it just moved. Some of y'all boys working at the plant, it just moved it all out the way. That's what faith is. Yeah. Then if you need to pick something up, you don't have to, that bulldozer will pick it up. And then that there's a lever you pull, and it's flapped back so to hold it on there. That's what faith is. So here he's telling us how this precious faith, it operates. Faith, oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. This faith operates in our divine nature. It don't operate in our soul. It don't operate in our senses. We have to bring our soul and senses to school by our spirit so it can catch up, so it can believe and operate in faith. I'm not going to get full, I'll tell you that. Hallelujah. But I want you to conceive the revelation that you are designed to operate in ownership faith. In other words, it's already mine, but I got to make it happen. See, ownership faith is based on Psalm 24. Yeah. So that means whatever belongs to God belong to me by faith. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know what? Remember this. Your faith is always saying, I'm with God.
Yes,
and God is with me.
Yes,
and you got to believe that. You got to believe that. See, now, you just handle facts. See, Satan used facts.
Yes.
Satan stacked facts on you.
Yes,
see, but you mow them down.
Yes,
with truth.
Yes, mow
them down. Yeah, mow them down. Yeah, mow them down. Mow them down. Mow them down right now. All right, verse 4. Whereby you are given us exceeding great and precious promise, I mean 2 Peter, that you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Then they tell you some things to add to your faith.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm not going to do it, but it says, verse 8, for if these things be in you and you abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the knowledge of Jesus Christ is not knowledge per se, not, you know, Jesus was in Bethlehem. No, knowledge that ownership faith also is, you ready? Sonship faith. So my faith make me know I'm just like him. See, this is a sonship faith. This is a faith. This is a family faith. The same faith that Jesus had. Because Jesus was a son. And I'm a son. God permitted me to operate in the same faith and had a son died in my faith work. See? So use your faith with a handle on it. And recognize that your faith cannot work without your stewardship. Your faith cannot work without you knowing how powerful it is. And expect some things to happen out of the ordinary. When you operate in this kind of faith, expect something to happen that is not normal. Expect something to happen. Let your faith make something happen. Expect to go into another realm that natural English cannot explain. You have to pray in the Spirit to explain it. Nobody listening to me, you're not in no stuck. No, you can't hang around. You ain't being no stuck. No, because you're getting in a realm now. You're getting in a realm where your neighbor not going to understand you. Your church partner not going to understand you. What are you talking about? Girl, I'm in another realm. I'm going, I heard Apostle Tom talk about ownership faith. I'm talking about I got faith just like God. I could operate and cause miracles to happen, signs and wonders to happen if I do it the right way. Oh, what a blessing. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Jesus was telling them, just like I cursed that fig tree, you could curse it. Take this faith. You can do the same thing I did. Whatever Jeremiah did, whatever Moses did, good God Almighty, whatever Daniel did, whatever the Hebrew boys did, whatever they did, you can do the same thing. If you don't just stop looking at role models and get a revelation. Same God. God won't function right now.
Yeah.
Just like he functioned through Daniel. Just like he functioned through all them boys. He want to function now through visions and dream and prophecy and anointing.
Yeah.
And you ready?
Yeah.
Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I want to read that verse. That verse says, At 8 voice, but he that lacketh, no, not that, I don't want to, that's the one that we're trying to get away from right now. Yeah, verse 9, we're trying to get away from verse 9 right now. Verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor untruthful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let me go up and I'll come back. Let me go up and tell you something about this ownership faith. Now, listen to me very careful. Because to a certain degree, we've been doing this. We're not going to do it anymore. Why you keep getting out your seats for the system? Self. Satan. And other situations. Oh, I'm going to read it again. Y'all got to hear this. See, you're getting out your seat. Well, I say getting out your seat, you're getting out your faith seat. You're going to have things you have to deal with, but stay in your seat. You told me, ask you this. It's ownership faith. Why you keep getting out your seat for the system, self, Satan, and other situations? Stay in your seat. Keep the revelation of faith before you at all times. What I said? And learn to sit by faith and walk by faith. You don't just walk by faith, you sit by faith. See this ownership faith. Knows how to live by faith. Turn to Matthew 11 and 12. Your faith is designed to take what is right for yours by force. Your faith is designed, woo, to take what is right for yours by force. And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So what I'm talking about now, I heard one of my colleagues preaching, and he talked about violent faith. Violence faith. Faith that won't take no for an answer. Faith so powerful to cut down trees and do whatever, tear down a building. Faith, I'm trying to show you how powerful it is. Violent faith. Yeah, and no soft faith, violent faith. Look at 1 John 5:4. Wonder who that talking about, 1 John 5:4. I wonder who that talking about. Talking about Word of Life Christians. That's what they're talking about. Talking about you. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. That overcometh. Somebody say overcometh. There's nothing in your life right now you can't overcome. If you operate in faith right. Everything that does not obey you when you're operating in faith, I told you, I think Sunday, is a temporary bluff. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The blessing going to push the bluff out. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grasp that now. Ownership faith. In other words, your faith is synonymous with God when you start operating in revelation. Yes, sir. He cannot let you operate in it without revelation because it will destroy you. It is too great for you. Your soul and your body can't handle it. So when you get a revelation, then you can renew your mind and bring your body under subjection. Because the blessing is about to flow. See? You're not going to be waiting on 3 years. It ought to show up in 3 days. Well, how long you stayed in the grave? That was a Trinity revelation to you. Huh? All right. 1 John 5:4, you see that, right? Sonship faith, write that down. Partnership faith. And here in Hebrews 11:1, apostolic faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now it is. And the evidence of things not seen. That's apostolic faith. That's what I call it. Ready to move. Ready to move. Ready to move. Now, to operate in this type of faith, you got to set under a certain type of preaching. Yeah, this is no Sunday school stuff. And this is no serenading stuff. This, you got to set under 1 Corinthians 2. Look at that. Verses 1-5. That's the kind. See, we're talking about faith that demonstrates. Faith that dominates. Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
And so you got to hear a certain type of preaching for that.
Right.
See, you can't, excellent word ain't gonna get this faith. And our brother, when I came to you, came now with excellent speech of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God.
Yeah.
Look at the second verse now. Look at it. For I determined, yeah it is.
Yeah.
See, actually ownership faith, I hear you, Lord. Ownership faith, I want you to get this. It's ownership faith is crucified, resurrected faith. Fake faith has to be crucified for real faith to stand up. And so somewhere in my note there, I got a note there that says that ownership faith is resurrected faith. It got resurrected power in it. You can't keep it down. It's alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It has God breath in it. It has the life of Jesus and the life of the Holy Spirit in it. See. Go to the third verse. There's so much in here that I won't get down to the fifth verse. And I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. You see, your inadequacies, your infirmities, and your inabilities cause you to operate in faith better. If you think you know everything, you're not going to look for nothing. You got to praise God and you got to set before Him and you got to say, God, you know what to do. I'm just waiting on you. I'm just waiting on you to show me how to do it. I'm not going to read no 1,000 scripture to you, God. You already know the Bible. I need to know what you want me to do. I need a revelation. I don't need just a scripture. I need a revelation. I need you to talk to me personally. Matter of fact, ownership faith is when God talks to you personally. Then you can own it. You can grasp it. You see it? I don't want you to think you're the same person that when you came here tonight. You're going to have dreams and vision. And you're going to start saying some bold things. Where'd that come from? That power riding up in you. That apostolic mantle is on you. Yeah. That's what's supposed to happen on the church. The whole church is supposed to have that mantle. Boldness. Assurance. Confidence.
Jesus.
Okay, how it look? I snap another picture of it. I make it come in a spirit realm. I don't care how it look. I take my faith and snap another picture of it like I want it to be. And it got to come up to par. All the angels go to work it when I use my faith camera. What do you mean, faith camera? Hebrews 11:1.
Yes, sir.
Now, faith is something things hope for and the evidence they not see.
Yeah.
You just pick up a faith camera.
Yeah.
You can take snapshots in the spirit how you want it to be.
Yes, sir.
And as soon as you snap it, it starts changing.
Yeah.
That's how powerful we are. Picked up a faith camera. You got some things you want to snap? Hallelujah. Come on, we got to go on to the fourth verse. Go to the fourth verse. I want you to see this. And my speech and my preaching was, now we got too much doggone excellent of speech and enticing word in the pulpit. That's right. We need the latter part of this verse. But in demonstration of the spirit and of power. I wouldn't preach nothing that's not working for me. No, I'm not going to keep preaching something if it's not working for me. I'll quit. I said, God, you didn't do what you told me you were going to do. I've been faithful over a few things. I'm ready now to be ruler over many things. I ain't preaching nothing that don't work. I wouldn't follow nobody who don't have no evidence. They're lying to you. They're prophesying a lie. If it ain't working in their life, they don't have it. How a broke preacher gonna teach you about prosperity? And it happened every day. Go to that fifth verse. That's what I want to see. That your faith. See, that's ownership faith. You see that? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. See, I'm pointing you to God. I ain't pointing you to Leroy, but in the power of God. Because I need to do the same thing you do. If I'm going to get what God wants me to do. I got to pray. I got to praise him. Not just at church. Sometimes you get caught up, it'd be 2 or 3 hours. You don't even know what time it is. Don't care what time it is. And it goes on. You put down the verse 10. I'm not going down there, but go to verse 10 to read it, and you'll see some other things. Now turn with me to Luke 8:22. And I'll say it another way now. Keeping your ownership in position by faith. See, it's ownership faith. And then Luke 8:22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, now notice what he said to them. Notice what he said to them. Let us go over to the other side of the lake. Nothing supposed to interrupt that. Nothing supposed to interrupt that, no matter what come up, he already said. And so nothing's supposed to interrupt this book. He said it. He said, let's go. So the little trembling stuff that come in your life don't mean nothing. He said, let us go to the other side. Right? So when the storm and the wind come, you have to be looking at the other side. Not at the storm. Not at the wind. Not at the situation. Not at, Lord, not at what people are saying. You have to see yourself on the other side. Why you don't see yourself on the other side? The other side of that sickness. The other side of that family problem. The other side of that problem on the job. The marriage problem. Why you don't see yourself on the other side? Why you keep looking at the storm? Stop looking at the storm. See yourself on the other side. He said, let's pass over to the other side. He didn't say we're going to get stop in on storm. The storm don't make no difference. That's the kind of faith. See, you own it. When he says something, you own what he said. So what Satan come up with, what the system come up with, it don't change what he have said to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. Nobody can change that. That's why the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on it. Fight. don't seem like you're getting nowhere. Keep fighting. Paul said another time, I kept the faith.
Yes,
sir. You know what he said that day? I finished my course.
Yes, sir.
Every time you have a challenge, there's a course.
Yeah.
It's actually got promotion in it. But if you back down and sell them, I ain't selling. Now listen, listen. Go on with that verse. Go to the 23rd verse. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake. Now, what do you say what we're going to do with the lake? All right, so now. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. See, he fell asleep because he knew he was going to the other side. They up there watching the weather. If they'd been sleeping, they wouldn't have saw it. Yeah, but that's like a little strong wind. Go to sleep, man. The man didn't give you a sleeping word. We going to the other side. Why are you all up watching everybody? Don't watch what Satan doing. Don't watch him. Don't watch him. Don't watch Satan. Get your eyes off of what's going on. No. Jesus said to me to tell you all, he want to activate these words tonight. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever storm you're in, Jesus said, make it a reality. This is not just a preaching session, this is a taking session. He says, go back, whatever you're going through, go back to what he told you. Let us pass over to the other side. Faith does not give its attention to opposition. Now watch what happened. He fell asleep. Came down. They all should have been sleeping. There came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Go to the next verse. Why you come waking me up? I told you. And they came to him and awoke him and said, Master, we perish. Perish are people. They don't like to know about past. Neither did. We perish. Then he rose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Now go to the next voice because... Why in the hell you didn't stop it? I've given you my faith. I was fast asleep, resting myself. You could have done the same thing. Watch out, watch out. You hear what he's saying? Handle it. By faith. There's no storm, no wind can come in your life stronger than your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Where is your faith? Why didn't you use it? I gave it to you. And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, stop wondering. What manner of man it is? You know, now that when I read that the other day, what manner of man it is? That's you.
Yeah.
He you. And you him. You got the same authority. What manner of man is this? Is the same manner of man you supposed to be? For he commanded even the... I got to close in a few minutes, but now, this type of faith make you a commander.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is. What manner of man did that? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and what happened? Got to. That tree obeyed Jesus, didn't it? The secret here is always, I got 11 minutes, y'all sit down. The secret here is always operating in resurrected faith. Galatians 2:20 and 21. There's a revelation of resurrected faith there. See, what happened, those boys wouldn't stay dead. So they came up in a physical realm. They didn't come up in a resurrected realm. See, faith work in a resurrected realm. Faith work in a spiritual realm. It don't work in the physical realm, per se. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so they woke up to themselves. And got scared. They wasn't really trusting God. I've been there.
Yes, sir.
Me too. All y'all can raise your hand. I'll raise a hand for you. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Oh, my. But Christ lives in me.
Yeah.
And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith, that is,
yeah,
that ownership faith of the Son of God. See, that's the same faith that Jesus gave us his faith.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
I got Jesus' faith on the inside of me. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, look what the next verse says. Yeah, I will not frustrate the grace of God. See, I will not frustrate. I would not even let my body and my soul tell me I'm not going to make it.
Yes, sir.
That's a slap in God's face. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you're going to make it. And you're not going to just survive, you're going to thrive. Don't ain't no matter what comes. Some things coming. I'm telling you, as your apostle, some things coming. But don't you just take these lessons in.
Yes, sir.
Take these lessons in. You're going to know what to do with it. Here's what ownership faith knows. I'm just going to give you the scripture. You're going to know them. Here's what ownership knows. Psalm 24:1 and Psalm 23:1. Ownership faith know that.
Yes.
Here's what ownership faith knows. Psalm 24:1 and Psalm 23:1.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Ownership faith know that.
Yes, sir.
See, it all belong to him.
Yes.
Then he tell me, he my shepherd.
Yes.
And I should not want.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 Hebrews 12:1-2. Ownership faith never takes its eyes off Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened to them boy. You see, they could have went right down there and look at Jesus. They had to wake him up, just look at him.
Yes.
You missed it. They just saw how comfortable he was sleeping. They lay down, went to sleep too. I'm going to go to sleep too. They would have remembered. He said, let's go to the other side. How are you sleeping so sound in this storm? If they'd have looked at him, I bet you the peace would have grabbed them. And that's the way it is with you. Hebrews 12. Lay aside the weight and the sin that's so easy to beset you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And then he says, listen, in faith does not mean you're not going to go through something. Look at that second verse. I want you to see that. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy.
Yeah.
See, faith always got joy set before it.
Yes,
and endured the cross. He went through something, didn't he?
Yes,
and endured the cross, despising the shame.
Yes,
see, that's the problem we got. We always want to prove something to somebody else. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But look where you end up at. That's where faith bring you. Faith always bring you. Sit at the throne at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. You with me? You mark that down? You got it? All right, you got it? All right. Shedding doubt, worry, and fear down in every situation.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 11:1, 3 and 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Shut it down. Doubt, worry, fear. Look at the third voice. Give me Hebrews 11 and 3. Hebrews 11 and 3. My God, let me hurry. Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So your faith can make your situation come out in your favor. Are you following me?
Yes,
see, faith frames things supernatural. I like that, Jesus. Thank you. Faith frame your world supernatural. Your situation, your family, whatever. Faith frame it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. And then without faith, verse 6, without faith, you have to believe to the ear. Ownership faith flows through the spirit and life of the word at all times. Get this now, because I'm going to give you scripture in a minute. Ownership faith flows through the spirit and life of the word at all time. John 6:63. Come on, let's go there. Romans 8:2. Let's go there. John 10:34-36. Let's go there. All three of those verses gonna back us up. Watch. In John, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, they are resurrected,
yes,
and you can't stop them.
Yes,
you remember that the next time you need to use your faith.
Yes,
now go to the next verse.
Uh-huh.
What it leads to, Romans 8, 2.
Yes,
for the law
huh.
of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus
yes,
has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes,
oh, I don't know if you're ready for this last one. I'm going to close with the last one. I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know if you can handle the last one. John 10:34. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. John 10:34. John 10:34. John 10:34. Jesus answered them, it is not written in your law. I said, ye are gods. Now look what the next verse. Wait, the next verse going to tell you. Look, 35. If he called them God, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. So you got to have a God-like character when you're using faith. Because that word, see, I told you God and his word, they are synonymous. I told you that. And so when you're operating in God's word, you're operating in God. When you're operating in faith, you're operating in God. When you say, I believe, that's a wrap.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Because he'll do whatever it takes
yes,
to cause it to manifest for you.
Yes.
The secrets of fully embracing this kind of faith on a daily basis. Hebrews 11, 13. We went Hebrews 11, 13. Yeah, let's go to Hebrews 11, 13.
Yes, sir.
And I'll try to close that now. Come back and give you part three. Hebrews 11, 13. These all died in faith.
Yeah.
Not having received the promise, but have seen them afore off. You got to see things and were persuaded. I'm looking for the word. Seen, persuaded, embrace, confess.
Yes.
Stay with it.
Yes.
See it with the eye of faith.
Yes.
Confess it with your mouth.
Yes.
My goodness. Then, please read Secrets of Fully Embracing This Kind of Faith on a Daily Basis. Please read Romans 4:13-22.
Yes,
and see Abraham in an impossible case. But he had, see your faith. You must keep your faith mixed in grace and promises. Grace and promise. You're going to see that in this 4:13 to you finally get down and pray and say, Abraham, he was not weak in faith. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God because he was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is also able to perform. Amen.